Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis
on Today FM.
If you're like me and you're still looking to fill some gaps in your summer plans, the Irish Independent published a brilliant list of 50 of the best places to stay in Ireland this summer. And travel editor with the Irish Independent, Paul O'Connell, joins me now on the phone line. Paul, how are you?
Happy Bank Holiday, Alison.
I know. Any excuse to have you on, Paul, I'll take it. So this list is available for people, independent.ie/travel. But there's some incredible spots that I didn't know about in there for people to check out. Will you tell us about Native in Ballydehob?
I will indeed. Yeah, we spend months putting this together every year, Alison. It's a real sort of labour of love, and we're looking for fresh state, new openings, creative places to go on our short breaks. And Native is one of them. I spent a night down there in Ballydehob not too long ago. A couple called Dee Dee Cully and Simon Ronan, moved down from Dublin, and they have renovated a 19th century farmhouse that had been derelict for over 30 years. And they've created out of it what they call a regenerative guest house. And what that basically means is they have done it as sensitively and sustainably as they can. I stepped in the door and the walls were lined with this hemp insulation painted with lime wash. There was a concrete floor, but heating underfoot. There was just a gorgeous bedroom with a minibar stocked by Lennox Grocers. Every little touch, they had managed to find some mid-century Irish furniture to restore. They had, you know, perfectly chosen coffee table books.
Wow.
But it never felt kind of finicky or pretentious. It just felt like you were just stepping into this cozy enclave. And they're trying to reinvent the B&B and the guest house, as it were. They just opened a little sauna at the back and they're hoping to add cabins.
Oh, wow.
At the end of the summer. Yeah, so it's really, like, you may know yourself, you've been to Ballydehob, it's home to 300 people, but every door you open goes down a rabbit hole or into a new universe.
Yeah, it's incredible. And Paul, what about this one? I didn't know of this. Stella Mare Shore House in Mayo.
Yeah, people who live near Ballycastle will have known of Stella Maris, and it used to be a hotel with a wider reputation, but it has a new owner, let's put it that way. A Swiss entrepreneur called Rolf had always dreamt of running a hotel, and he came to the Wild Atlantic Way searching for properties.
Right.
We're always looking for sort of interesting stories in this one as well as the properties itself. And he basically is one of these people who landed on the coast overlooking, I don't know if you know North Mayo, but it is just one of the most off-radar, unsung stretches.
It's so beautiful.
Isn't it? And his reaction was basically he told us there's a magic here. And he's reopened, he's bit by bit doing the place up. He wants to create an experience for people, refresh it, bring in a restaurant. And it's great for that part of the world to have a hotel of that standard. It's kind of lacking along that stretch of coastline.
That's Stella Maris. I must check that out. And what about, Paul, common knowledge in County Clare?
If you want to not only have a place to stay, but you maybe want to learn how to build your own sauna or tiny home or learn how to restore furniture while you're at it, and do it all in a really kind of kosher, respectful, sustainable way, Common Knowledge is a stay in County Clare, co-founded by Harrison Gardner, you might know from RTE's Build Your Own Home.
Yes.
But there's lots more people involved. It's just outside Listowel-Varna, and basically it's a let's call it a budget stay. It's not that expensive. The room doubles are from €90, but the courses, which range from short courses over a weekend to longer, can cost from €380 and up. But the idea is to kind of check out of the real world, check into this wonderful communal vibe, learn a skill, bring that skill
forward
into your own life. Yeah, it's all really heartfelt, genuine, but with a purpose. It's not kind of a gimmicky thing. It's genuine craft and genuine
skills. Paul, I really rely on you guys for these lists for mapping out my summer months, of course, and where we're going to be staying as well. What about like a city break? Where would you suggest people consider for something different?
I was thinking about this and I thought, why not give Belfast a look? I wonder how long it is since your listeners have been to Belfast. If you're traveling from Dublin, it really is only up the road these days, about 2 hours. But accessible, relatively speaking, I think the value for money is probably better than Dublin at the moment. And it's really come on in the last generation. It's gone from sort of just Troubles town to tourism town.
Yeah.
Not just Titanic Belfast, but there's way more to it. The food, the shopping, the layers of culture. And one stay that we have included there this year is called the Harrison. Melanie Harris owns this, and she basically took on a townhouse, a Victorian, wow, if I'm not mistaken, and has really revamped it with a boho kind of a flair, a real personal touch. She names the rooms after people with connections to Northern Ireland, like,
oh wow,
the Lansbury, surprisingly. Of Murder, She Wrote fame. So you're kind of learning as you go.
That's random. I like it though. And what's it called again? Sorry, Paul. Harrison's. Well,
the Harrison, yeah. And you'll find like these mad wallpapers, standalone tubs, really kind of quirky design touches. But again,
I like it.
Very homely and an authentic feel. It doesn't feel like it's kind of been dreamt up by marketers and it might be gone in a year or two. It feels really rooted, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's a great list, independent.ie travel, and there's 50 there for people to pick from. And there has to be people like me, Paul, that have like still needing to plan their summer holidays, lastminute.com. As always, a pleasure.
You're talking to one.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Paul O'Connell from the Irish Independent. Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis on Today FM.